Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Pei Zayin, 287. As we continue the mitzvahs related to Ba'ali Mumin, each one has its own unique element. We have the Isser of being Makdish Ba'al Mum. We have the mitzvah Saseh of giving a Tam. And now today we have the Isser of putting a Mum into a Karban. If somebody already has a Karban and they put a Mum into it because they want to be able to be poda it, they're having second thoughts. So therefore, there's an Isser Daraisa of putting a mum into it. The other option is also Aser, and that is Tamur. I want to switch it for a different animal. Both of those are Aser Daraisa, and then the Torah gets into, Be'er Hashem, what we'll talk about in the future, the Isser of the Avodos of a Baal Mum, Zrika, and Shchita, and Haktar V'chulu. Where do we see this? The Torah does not say it Betherish, that one is not allowed to put a mum into an animal, but the Torah says in Parachaves, Pasachav Aleph, Vishkiakriv Zevach Shlamim Lashem, Lefali Neder Ulindava, Babakor Vatzon, Tamim Yelaratzon, Tamim, you shall give it Tamim, that was last time's mitzvah Saseh, Kalmum Lo Yihia Bo. Any mum shall not be in it. We'll get back to the importance of the formulation. It does not say that you shall not put a mum into it, but lo tasebo, it says lo yiebo, there shouldn't be a mum in it, and Chazal Darsha, based on that pasuk, the iser of hatolas mum, into a carbon. The Rambam tells us as well, based on this pasuk in Isurim Mizbeach, Perak Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Hamato Mum Bekachim, Kagon, Shesima Eino, Okitea Yado, Loke. Somebody's Mato Mum Bekachim, they get Malkus. Shari Namber Bekarban, Kol Mum Lo Yebo, Mipia Shmu Alamdu, Shizu Azhara, Shaluite Bo Mum. Right, one is not allowed to put a mum into the carbon, into a carbon. Let's see the chinuch now. Shlo nitein mum bekachim klomar. Shlo naase bebehema shikedusha la mizbeach shum chabura o shum shever sheyipasla lakrava. Right, if there was something that's going to be bedek abayis, then there's no issue of baal mum, because the baal mum also has, if he's going to go to bedek abayis now or even after matam mum, he's still going to go to bedek abayis. The issue is when something has kedushas mizbeach, what is not allowed to cause a mum on it, so that it cannot be hookrav anymore. Shneamar kol mum lo yebo, v'amr zechonim lebracha, kari be lo yihyebo. V'lashin sifra kol mum lo yebo, al titein bo mum. Do not put a mum on it. Mishar shi ha-mitzvah, what's the shorash behind this mitzvah? So the chinuch says, lafi sheyiba ze bizoyon hakadshim. It's a disgrace to karbanos. You have a karban that's going to be hookrav, and it's a tamim, and it's beautiful, and you're matam mum in it. Because you want it for your, you want to be able to redeem it. That's terrible. That's a disgrace. Besides Me'ilah, which is a separate issue of getting Hana'a from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, but this is taking something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash and thus desecrating it. That is an issue of Matam Mum Bekachim. V'kvar kasati kama pa'amim ha-to'eles ha-nimsa b'hisyaka k'for Beis HaMikdash v'misharsav v'karbonos v'alei b'nei Adam. I've already written many times the importance of the Beis HaMikdash, the centrality of the Beis HaMikdash, and those who serve there, and the karbanos that are brought there, how it is meant to inspire all of those that witness it. There might be another idea behind this Isser Matam Bekachim, and that is, we're talking about someone, right? Somebody who doesn't care about the halacha will just take this karban and violate it and use it for their own purposes. But there are those out there that would never violate this from Me'ilah. That's something serious that has to do with kachim. But I'll stay within the system and try to do something in order to bring about a certain halacha. So I know that a baal mum can be nifde, so I'm going to cause a baal mum so that I can be poda it. That's the isser. Even within the system, don't try to play the system. Don't try to get around using the system. Maybe that's the issur. That's the issur. Even if one is a baal halacha and they know. So that is the message. The Ma'adav Adomim, another place where we see this type of idea, might be the concept of Ein Mevatzlin Issur Lechadchila. We know there's a concept called Bittul. Bittul is usually a concept bidi'eved. If something falls into Issur, if Issur falls into Heter, so then Memela is Batel. The little milchix fell into a huge amount of fleshix, is a concept of Bittul. And the Pisrei Tshuva says in Yoredeya that we have to use Bittul once something is Mevutel. And we have to be Choshesh for Apikarsis if somebody refuses to rely on the concept of Bittul. Because it's based on a pasuk in Chumash, Achrei Rabban Lahatos. So Bittul is something that we all know. But The concept is most Rishonim hold on a Drabana level. There is a Raiva that says it is on a Daraisa level. The Raiva in the Isser Mashu, which is a Sefer that's usually printed with the Torah Savayis of the Rashba. The Raiva says it's Daraisa, but mostly it's Drabana. But either way, what's the message of the concept of Ein Mevatzlin Isser Lechadchila? I know Bittul takes place, but I can't cause Bittul to occur. That's something that's playing with the system. Kadosh Baruch Hu put up a system of Bittul, but now you're going to try to use your own machinations in order to create Bittul? That's not appropriate. So to here, you're going to try to use your own ways of creating a mum, and then, oh, Mamela, there's a mum. This is the halacha. No, one is not allowed to do such things. Maybe that's the shorish behind the mitzvah that might connect this iser to the iser of Ein Mevatzlin, iser lechat chila. Good. There is one ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch in Ozvav, where he quotes a fascinating Tosfos in Maseches Bechoras and Daf Lamed Ches, where we know the halacha is that if one creates there is a difference between two types of mumin. There's a mum kavua and there's a mum over, a permanent mum or a temporary mum. Says the Tosfos in Bechoras, Safek mistafkin im mum over havi she over me'atzmo avalim over adi refuah havi mum kavua o efshar kivan de over afilo adi refuah become makam havi mum over. Tosfos asks, if there is a mum that can be gotten rid of with medicine, but if you don't give medicine, the animal will naturally have this mum forever, but with medicine it can be removed. So what's that called? Inherently, if nobody does anything, there's no human input, then it's a mum kavua. But we know it can be healed mum over. So is that called a mum kavua or mum over? Similar, again, not exactly the same, but similar. If somebody gives somebody a wound that they shouldn't die from, if they would just go to the hospital, go to the doctor and get what they need, but they don't, and maybe they die from that. So is that called a mum, a chavala shal ritzicha? Because the natural way of no other human input, the person's going to die. Or no, he should have gotten refua. And memeila, that's not called a chavala shal ritzicha. So to hear, one Tosa says, what about putting a mum, inflicting a mum on an animal? Well, and the Tosa finishes, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it, v'lo nikra mum kavua rakim eino over klau afilo ade refua. Mum kavua might mean only, that's always there, there's no way to get out of. So he has that suffix, and the Minchas Chinuch relates that suffix to our case. In terms of being matul mum bakachim, if somebody inflicts a wound on an animal that can be healed, is that violating this isser of matil mum bakachim? So that is one idea. If you look in some of the Dini HaMitzvah, the Chinuch continues with Dini HaMitzvah, Masha Amru, She'echad amata mum bekachim atzman, o betmurasan over belav aloke. It doesn't matter if somebody's amata mum in the karbanas or in the tmura of a karban. That's also hukrav, and therefore one will get malchus for that. Chutz min abachar min amaiser, except for tmuras bachar and tmuras maiser, shamata mum betmurasan ein aloke, levish ein ruin lekarbanas. Those are not tmuras maiser. Is not roy because it doesn't have a shame meiser. What are you going to be makrivit as? So therefore, those are not royal or karbanos. Commotion is bar b'tzmura, like we had a few weeks ago in Daf Yomi in the end of Maseches Tzmura. V'yatzah pratem v'vorm b'mekomos b'fuzarim mizvachim u'tzmura. One or two other ha'aris in terms of the halachos of being matam u'mekachim. And at the end, we'll see it's even a whole couple of simanim in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredei and Kufyud Shin Yud Gimel, Shin Yud Dalet, that talk about Matam Umbakachim. So we'll see if we have time for that. Says the Menchas Chinuch Zayin, V'nis Tapakti, I have the following suffix. Im Lavze, Delo Yatum Umbakachim, Im Over, Im Matam Um, Bekache Gayim. What happens if you're matumum with a carbon of a goy? What's the issue? A non-Jew is allowed to bring carbon. It's carbon ola. You're allowed to accept from a non-Jew. So why would you think otherwise? You're not allowed to be makar balmum of theirs. We find that there are certain halachos that don't apply to kachim of gayim. Right, pigel nosa v'tamei, the Gemara talks about in the Maseches Vachim. So who knows? Does this one apply? And he says, I'll tell you even a reason why maybe it shouldn't apply. When somebody has matal mum in a carbon of a Jew, so then that apostles it forever, it can never be hukraf. But when it comes to a non-Jew, suggest the Minchas Chinuch, even if something happens to this carbon, and it gets a mum, it's still roi to be brought on a bama. Because when a non-Jew consecrates something, it's not automatically to the Beis HaMikdash. Aval says the Melech Haskinah, B'kot she'goyim, nihi dehisnadev osolam izbeach, mikol makom ena b'val yachel, there's no issue about yachel, v'nira av she'nodor l'mizbeach, mikol makom mutol ha'akir b'bama. You could be makrib on a bama, and therefore this wasn't nifsal l'karbon. So says the Minchas Kiddach, maybe I would say that there's no Isra, because the whole Isra, Matam HaMakashan, is with the result that you can't be Makrivit anymore. But in the case where you can't be Makrivit, like possibly by a carbon of a guy, so then maybe we would say that there is no Isra. See, he has that suffix. The Nafkamina that we mentioned yesterday is how to understand what Bar Kamsa did. If you remember, Bar Kamsa took a carbon of a guy of the Caesar, and he was matamuminit, like we discussed last time, in Mavakamun and Vav. So did Bar Kamsa violate an Isser or not? That's the suffix of the Menachas Chinuch. And at the end of the day, Zechariah ben Avkula said, you can't be makrivit, because people might say you can be makrivit by the movement, or people might say that if somebody brings a balmum, they're chayim misa. So therefore, this suffix of the Minchas Chinuch gives us new insight into the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. I didn't get to mention yesterday, but I brought it today again, just to because we have time to read it now. How do you view Zechariah ben Akulov's actions in that sugya of Matum Mum Bekachim? The Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal, was very upset about what Zechariah ben Akulov did. If you look in Perek Chaf in Mishkal HaChasidus, the Mesilas Yesharim says, what you have to understand is as follows. You can't judge piety based on a first surface glance. One has to analyze and go in depth. What are my actions? Sometimes an action could look good. But because of the results are negative, you shouldn't do it. And he gives two examples where something looks like a mitzvah, but they shouldn't have done it. And it was really the opposite of a mitzvah. Number one, Gedaliah ben Achikam. Gedaliah, Tzom Gedaliah. He was assassinated by a fellow Jew. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph, seems to fault Gedaliah. Why is he faulted? Because they told him, be careful. And he said, no, I'm down the cops. I don't think anything, my fellow Jew, Yishmael, is never going to do anything to me. Sheker atadover el Yishmael. So he thinks to himself, what do you mean? I'm a great tzaddik. I'm being down the cops. I know it's a mitzvah I say. And yet, Chazal fault him for it. Why? Because, chabdeu v'chashdeu. Right, we have to, fine, do the mitzvah, but we have to be worried and be careful and protect ourselves as well. It looked like a mitzvah, but it wasn't really a mitzvah. And the other example is, our case, Bar Kamsa. Zechariah ben Avkulis thinks he's being a great tzaddik, says the Mesilas Yesharim. And really, what does the Gemara say? Because of his misplaced piety and anava, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So that is something that the Mesilas Yesharim says we have to be careful about. On the opposite side of the coin, there are a number of Afarshim that say that take a positive view of the Gemara. The Gemara calls him Rebbe Zechariah ben Avkulis, the Vilna Gaon. We mentioned this in Parshas Shir a couple of years ago. On the pasuk of Velosana al Riv in Parshas Mishpatim, Riv is spelled without a yud. So we darshim Velosana al Rav. And that means that one is not supposed to argue on a Rav in certain cases. And that's why by Dinin Nefashas, Maschilim and Atzad. When it comes to Dinin Nefashas, the halacha is we start with the smallest rabbi and we go up to the biggest rabbi, because if the biggest rabbi says a certain verdict regarding a certain defendant, so who's going to argue? If Ramosha Feinstein says something, I'm going to argue on him. No, of course I'm going to have to agree with him. So that's why by Dinin Nefashas, where the stakes are high, Maschilim and Atzad, we start with the smallest dayan. Says the Gra, the Maariv Chai is quoted there in Meseches Gittin, but it's also quoted in Panini Mishulchan Agra. Zechariah ben Avkulis, he was such an anav, the Gemara says, anvasanuso. He didn't think that he was such a great gadol. And therefore, he jumped and said first, thinking that they'll have a discussion. What's amazing in that Gemara points out the Gra is that the rabbis didn't say anything. He said, they said, boom, they were all quiet. They didn't argue with him. Why did they argue with him? Because he was really the gadol hador. But you know what? He didn't realize his gadlus. That's what the Gemara means by anava, anvesanuso. His humility, because once he said it, they weren't going to argue. That's why you usually are maskilim and atzad. This was nefashus. right? It's about their what the Mesiras Nefesh, that whether they were going to be Moser Nefesh for this halacha or not, and he spoke first. They couldn't answer. And therefore, that is the problem of Anvesanusa, Shel Zachariah ben Avkulis. But whether Bar Kamsa committed a crime or not, in this Adaraisa, is the Safek of the Minchas Chinuch right here. Another very important ha'ara, and this we've touched on in the past, in Os Yud, in the Minchas Chinuch, is the Gemara in Becharis Lamed Daled, Beit Zachav Zayin, and that is, this Isser is one of the few Isurim that one could violate on a Doraisa level, even Al Yedei Grumma, even in an indirect way. In Hilchas Shabbos, if I do a Malacha Al Yedei Grumma, that is an Isser Drabanan. In Hilchos Mechikas Hashem, the Gemara says, if I have Hashem's name written on my body and I go take a shower, Grumma, that's also Isser Doraisa. The Gemara says, Asiya Hu Da'aser HaGrumma Shari. Shari, Grumma is Mutter. Mi da'oraisa. Sometimes it's asasid rabbanan. But says the Minchas Chinuch and Os Yud, once in a while you get an avera that it's chayiv da'oraisa even ayde grama. Meaning, the way the acronym explained it, because these isurim, the focus is the result. The focus isn't the act. And therefore, even if you indirectly cause the result, you still violate it on a da'oraisa level. And one of these is our Isser, a Matal Mubakachim. And the Pasuk, the Gemara goes back to what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Lo Yihye Bo. It doesn't say Lo Tase. Lo Tase would mean Grum is excluded. But Lo Yihye Bo, you have to make sure it's not in it. And if you did something Ayde Grama, then that's wrong. And that's the Isser Daraisa. What's the case of Ayde Grama? So if you look in Beit Zachav Zayin, that's where one of the places this is quoted, the Gemara says, "Minayin shelo yigrom lo al yedei davar acher." How do I know that I can't cause a matal mum even indirectly? Shelo yavi batse go dvei lo v'yaniach lo agavi ha'ozen. I'm going to take a little cookie. I'm going to put it by the ear of the animal, and I'm going to send the animal into the herd of animals. The other animals are going to come eat the cookie off of the animal's ear, but there's a good chance they'll take a bite out of the animal's ear also and make it into a bal mum. If I do that, I violate the Isser D'Oraisa of Matal Mum B'Kachim. Why? Because this is a result-oriented Isser. And therefore, even Grama would be D'Oraisa. What else might be included? What's another Afkamina for a result-oriented Isser? Amir La'akum, the Gemara talks about. Asking a guy to do it. So in Hilchas Shabbos, where the focus is the act, so then Amir La'akam obviously is only Asur D'Rabbanan, according to 99% of the Rishonim. There's a smag that says it's based on a pasuk on Daraisa. But we pashas hold that Amir La'akam is D'Rabbanan. But maybe when it comes to Matal Mum B'Kachim, if I directly ask the non-Jew to be Matal Mum, then it could be that I'm going to get the Aveira. Because this is an Isser Totsa'a, not just an Isser Maisa. The Minchas Chinuch also in Yud Aleph, and then we'll continue, notes that the Isser only applies of a Matal Mum in a Tam, in a carbon that is supposed to be Hukrav al Gabi HaMizbeach. But if the animal has a Mum already, so that I'm not going to violate. Not going to violate. Okay, let's continue. Finishing up the Sefer HaChinuch now. V'noeg Isser Zeh B'chol Makom V'chol Zman. This Isser applies always. B'zacharim u'b'nekevus. Males and females. Men and women could violate this Isser. Ava and B'chol Zman, meaning even B'zman HaZeh. Even Bizman Azeh, if somebody has a carbon, they can violate the Yisr. Aval in Chiyav Mamalkios, ki im Bizman Shabes HaMikdash Kayim, Sheru Uya HaBehem Ala Carbon. But the Chiyav Malkus is only Bizman HaMikdash. But the Isser Daraisa, Pashas, the Chinuch says, and the Rambam also holds this way, there's the Isser Daraisa is always, there's just no Malkus. The problem, the Minchas Chinuch quotes in Os Yud Zayin, and other Achronim quote as well, is that the Rambam and the Chinuch seem to be against the Gemara. The Gemara of Arizal Daf Yud Gimel Amabei seems to say explicitly that Matal Mum Mekachim is only Dirabbanan Bizman Hazeh, because it's not Ra'ui Likarev Bifnim. So what does the Rambam do with that Gemara? So this is a question of the stipler, this is a question of others. The Minchas Chinuch answer is simple. We know there's a machlokas tanoim and amoraim and rishonim, whether kedusha rishona kishal ashaita v'kishal asilavo or lo kishal asilavo. The Rambam holds that the kedusha rishona of Yerushalayim of mikdash is kishal asilavo. The rest of Eretz Yisrael is lo kishal asilavo, but Yerushalayim, the base of mikdash, that was kishal asilavo, and that's what the Rambam holds. You can bring karbanis even though you don't have a base of mikdash. If we would be able to get him his beach, so we can bring karbanis. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam thinks that Gemara Avodah Zarah Yud Gimel is going according to the opinion of Lo Kishal Asilavo. But he's holding kitzul asalavo, and therefore it can be asa daraisa even bizman hazeh. The problem in the Mechatz Chinuch notes is that why wouldn't you get malchus then? If the isa daraisa still applies bizman hazeh, there should be no reason to get malchus. He says the Gemara doesn't say explicitly that you get malchus, but he says it's daraisa. The Rambam, he says, must have some type of svara to explain why you would not get malchus bizman hazeh. Right? Only bizman hamikdash, but bizman hazeh still would be usher d'oraisa. So that is an important hara. The Stipler in Avodah Zarah also has a discussion about why you should be mechali between matam and bakashim and maybe other isurim. What about shchut echutz? What about other contexts? But that is an important discussion of matil mum bekachim. Maybe one or two halachas. We don't have time to go through all the simanim, but in Yeradeya, in Shin Yud Gimel, that's the siman of Shalom Lahatil Mim Bechar. Bechar Behemet Torah comes up, so matil mum bechar is an isser. We know the Gemara says the Kohanim are chashudim to be matil mum in their bechoros. So that's why they're not neman to say that it happened by itself. There's an interesting halacha, though, just to mention this one, which the Gemara mentions, the Mishnah mentions in Bechoros. What happens if a Bechor is running after me, and he's going to attack me, and I kick it, and because I kicked it, I made a mum in it, I'm allowed to shecht it. Even the Gemara says, if I kicked it after I just kicked it the first time, and now it's down, and I kick it again, that's still mutter. That's not called being matam mum bekachim. Why? Because the Gemara says, and the Taz quotes it right here, because he's still in pain from the experience. And even though it's not self-defense anymore, but he's still riled up, and we're not going to call that mazid of matil mum bekachim. And therefore, you'd be able to shecht the bechar because of that mum. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Yud Dalet, as I just mentioned, ha-kohanim chashudim matil mum bebechar, kohanim are chashin, and therefore you could only trust the kohen if there are two witnesses that testify that the mum came by itself. Again, there's a lot more here relating to matam bakachim. The Gemara talks about who's neman and what happens if a guy does it by itself, because you know I would appreciate it, but I'd command him to do it. When do you want to trust that? When not? That is all in your Adesh, in your Gimel, in your Dalid, and we will, B'ez Hashem, do that another time. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, next time. Next week, B'ez Hashem, we'll see what we have time for to do some of the other mitzvahs related to bringing a balmum al gabi hamizbeach.